Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 60. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. We're moving into another book series, and the book series is Kids with Guns, the 5-book series that I wrote a few years ago. So, I know you guys are wondering, okay, well, what is this whole Kids with Guns thing going to be about? Well, it's about school shootings and how so many of them have happened over the past 20 plus years. And I wanted to write a book series on this issue because it's a big one. And it is necessary that I needed to write something in regards to this, because you guys all know that I write about social issues. Now, I knew that there weren't many books written about, you know, school shootings and, you know, Gun control in America. Obviously, there are a myriad of books about that, but doesn't talk about it from the perspective of school shootings. And I wanted to give you guys a different perspective on school shootings and what you see on the news. Now, when you watch the news and, you know, a school shooting happens, unfortunately, and I won't get into the politics and BS of it, because there's always agendas and propaganda that's going on. But when you watch the news, you only get it from the perspective of what the news station wants you to know, right? Right. You're not getting it. You're not getting the whole story. You don't get the whole story with a lot of things that's reported on the news. I'm just giving you guys the heads up. But anyway, there's a lot of things that go on within news stations that I'm not going to sit here and really go into. That may be a future podcast, maybe a future book. You never know. But anyway, you don't hear it from the perspective of, like, the student, the teacher, the police officer, the EMT worker, the doctors at the hospitals, the FBI agent. You don't hear it from those perspectives, right? So since I've incorporated a plethora of characters into, you know, the World We Live In series, I thought to myself, how would I write it in a way and utilize it to talk about guns in America and talk about school shootings? So the perfect concept came to mind after thinking about it for, a good half an hour when I did my brainstorming session. So the decision was to write it from various perspectives. So the students, teachers, the principal of the school, the mayor of the city, the EMT workers, the doctors, surgeons, the detectives, the police officers, and so many other people that are part of the community. And I definitely wanted to make it, you know, a small town community type of book, since this is where most of the school shootings, unfortunately, happen in America, unfortunately. Right? So the news always reports what they want, obviously, which is what I've already said. So I said, why not delve into what people are thinking during a school shooting, after the school shooting, and the aftermath of it, you know, when the dust settles. So I wanted to delve deep into the emotive feeling aspect of it, to where you also get to think about what's going on in America with school shootings and the saddening agendas behind them. And my introduction to part one was hard-hitting. And it's, you know, students who survive a school shooting and they recollect the events of that day. And you know what? I'm not necessarily the slow-starting author who will drag you through one or two chapters before we get to the meat of the book. look, I'm a hard-hitting guy. I'm going to punch you in your chest, and I'm going to get your attention right away. And that's what I do from the get-go, from the first character that you read. Now, with this book series, I should say, each character, you will know their name, and you will know the role that they play. So, Lena is a student of the school, and Jerry is a teacher, and Mark is the FBI agent, and Brittany is the news reporter. And as you go along, you know, with this book, you'll start to see how everyone in part one plays a role into what's this tragic event. So to date, you know, only one book started slow and then it picked up. And that was like the first book I ever published. Let's just be honest. The Struggles and Growth of a Man was, I'll admit, that book started off a little slow and then it picked up. But then after that, pretty much every other book I've written, I have to really get you sucked in. That's just, that's the goal. That's my motivation. So honestly, there are some characters that you have to pay attention to the most, and it's a matter of you really trying to figure out which ones they are and who I want you to stay fixated on throughout the book and the first book, and then as time goes on, you'll start to understand. So the goal is to fully entrench you in these characters and put yourself in their shoes and feel the vibe of that town and the community as they were sent reeling to recover after the shooting. Now, the book series will focus on so many things. There will be a lot of different discussions on gun control. It will also make people realize that we need to pay attention more to what's going on in the world and what can be done to keep the violence out of schools and make government officials be held accountable for what's going on in America, because that's the name of the game. Now, the one thing I do with my books is, not only do I write the blogs and I do the podcast, but in the blogs, you get to see the notes that I write for each book. So you get to see my brainstorming sessions, and some of them are neat and nicely handwritten, and you'll love them. And then there's those that are gibberish. You're going to look at it and be like, what in the world? And the Kids with Guns series, yes, you will look at a lot of my notes. If you choose to go on my website, aquarianmindwrites.com, and look at it, you'll be like, oh, okay. But it makes sense to me. That's the one thing I'll say. But a lot of these characters are going to relate to you. And I put you there. Like the day that Matthew and Max do walk into that school and commit such a horrific, tragic act. And not only do Matthew and Max survive, they also get to share their side of the story too. And you also get to meet their parents. But that's, you know, next week when I talk about Kids with Guns Part 2. But what I want you guys to know is that I will always challenge myself, and this was a very good series to challenge myself, especially after, you know, writing, you know, Code Blue, where it's two characters, and Struggles Growth of a Man, which is two characters, the world We Live In series, which was 19 characters through a 5-book series. I'm going to give you the heads up. This Kids with Guns series, throughout 5 books, you will meet 34 different people, 34 different characters. 34 characters will not be in every book. I'm just saying throughout the series. And there are some characters that will be in every book in the series. Some characters will be in only 4 books of the series. Some characters are only playing their role in 1 book of the series. So understand and know that part one is the stepping stone to how this book series is going to go. And this part one is everyone pretty much discussing what they're feeling and going through in the moment that they're either experiencing the school shooting, or they found out a school shooting just happened, or whatever the case is. So just know that when I do bring this book series up, it raises a few eyebrows a little bit. And I like that. That's the fun part of me being an author. That's the fun part of writing different content. And on top of that, writing it in a different format too, which also raises a few eyebrows too. So, just wanted to give you guys the start heads up of what Kids with Guns Part 1 will consist of. And you guys can find my books. You can go on my website, check out everything. It's on Barnes & Noble's, Apple, Kobo's, Scribd, and you can get paperbacks on the Book Patch. You can find that on my website for sure. So, with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Have a good weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.